Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Things are good at John Hughes High School.
In the BCC parlor. Some Beamers? Were there some Beamers? Beamers? Would any kids have a Mercedes ever? Or was
My Mercedes! Yeah,
there's a lot of Mercedes there.
And it can be either their car or daddy's car.
Or dad's, matter. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure
or
it used
moms.
To be,
or mom's.
Used to be the folks'
what about
car.
Porsche.
I don't think I ever saw Porsche. Yeah.
All right.
What about the Kia Sorento?
Oh, get her some of the urine strips. That's always nice.
Yeah. I love the. I'm addicted to those. I pee on a stick every day.
They're great with onion.
I do a pregnancy test every day. Every day.
Mike's still with
multiple
child.
Times a day.
That sounds like
still virginal.
A hassle.
I was no. Yeah,
well, no. The peeing is the hassle. The stick is easy.
Yeah, it takes a while to get it going.
Any. I'm 60.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Skype. Bite me.
No.
I don't
damn.
Like,
be
I
nice.
Don't like
damn.
Starting the show.
Be nice.
I don't like starting the show half an hour late because of one program
be nice.
That doesn't know how to play with a computer.
You can't be nice. Be nice.
I don't feel like being nice. And who's the end? It's like I hear all of a sudden, right? 6 seconds before we're going to go on the air here. Hey, Joel. And I said, Joel, who's Joel? Oh, he's an intern. And you guys say it to me like I'm up there. I'm not up there. Hmm. I don't know what's going on. So I don't know that we hired a new intern. Is it a TMOS intern or is it a Podcast Village intern? And by the I'm not finished yet. And by that by the way, when did the Podcast Village intern start being a thing and the TMOS, are they separate? Nobody tells me these things. They just cheated us.
Like
he didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie college.
Separate but equal. That's the policy.
And then you do shtick. And then you do shtick. And I'm trying to get some legitimate answers. And we'll get to you, Spiewak, in a second.
Oh.
With my mung covered.
Oh, no. You got a dead man's desk. You got a dead man's desk.
That's right. Covered with the filth of cancer and death.
Yes.
Morning hangs heavy.
It's so what I expected.
It's called Fallout,
anyway.
Mike.
And it's Mike, funny. It's exactly what I expected to.
What did I react to the desk the way I'm reacting to it?
I mean, we shipped it via freight.
It's Crestwood garbage.
Oh,
wow.
Sorry. Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Damn.
We'll get to that in a second. Super light. Yeah, you're right. The top of the table is super, super duper light. That's what Presswood does.
But Presswood is actually quite heavy.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
You know what? Yeah,
let's get to the body of the show. I think that's something we can discuss.
So who is Joel?
Joel, first, I'd like to ask the producers in the room to actually move the camera so you can see Joel, because
yes.
Joel is off camera right now. If you could work on that, that'd be fantastic. Joel is a young man out of BCC, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, BCC High School.
BCC High School.
Well, High
School?
Bethesda Chevy Chase. Mike.
If we could move Mike's camera, because Joel is on the feed, but
yes,
Mike can't see him, to be clear. That's
Mr. Mike O'Mara. Okay, so
hello.
Joel is...
there he is. Okay.
There
he is.
Hi. Thank you.
Now I've got my big face in front of yours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move this down here.
This is Joel.
Hi, Joel. Oh, you're a youngster.
You're
a high school kid.
No, he's graduated.
Oh, I graduated already. I'm 18.
So you just got out of high school.
Yes.
Okay, and you came right over to Podcast Village.
Yes.
That's very, very exciting.
I was here during high school, too.
He was.
Yeah.
You were here during high school?
But he was under 18.
Have we ever met?
No, we've never met.
He's not often, he has more often now been in the morning, but he's been more of an afternoon guy, so he's not often around while we're doing the show.
Yeah, he used to do afternoon.
I used to do it after school.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
All right. So Bethesda Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Right near Jennifer Street, where I used
to work
for The Edge, right across from the Drake Diamond Morning.
Mazza Gallery, you know where that is.
Oh, I know where Mazza Gallery is. Yeah.
Sure.
I had no idea what he was talking about, though.
So growing up at Bethesda Chevy Chase, I mean, because let me just, for the listeners around the country that might not know the D.C. area, I think if you were talking about Bethesda Chevy Chase High School, which is a public school, but it's a public school in a sheeshy area.
Oh, yeah. A moneyed area, of course.
Would it not be, there would be an element at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School that would be similar to all those movies they make about Beverly Hills high schools out
100%,
in California.
100%.
Yeah. Joel, would I be accurate with
there's
that?
There's a bunch of spoiled white kids.
Yeah. They might as well just call it John. Mike.
Right?
Hey, they might as well just call it.
You went there.
It's like 50% white and then 50% other races.
What, they
so like the white
in?
The white people like dominate.
We can't live there.
Well, we can live there, but like
no, but I get it. Did you hear when Joel? Yeah, see, this is why I need to meet these kids.
Keeping it real
because
you're Sanders guy.
I'm 60
Bernie
years
dude.
Old. Yeah. I am 60 years old, but I have my finger on the pulse. I still know because I still inside this 60-year-old body is a high school child. I am totally tuned in, and I know, and Joel knows that I know that there are. I would say you've probably got a 60 to 70% bag of pricks over there at that high school.
100%.
Okay?
Whoa.
I instantaneously like this kid because he's being honest about it. And I just had a vibe about that.
He's also a lyricist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you go by on SoundCloud?
I go by Beltron.
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 That's this is his last name, not a planet from another galaxy.
Or a robot.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I have to get a sound effect. So. Beltron. Make sure you get onto the spaceship, Beltron. Make sure it's happening right now.
Back to BCC.
Yeah.
And it's silly. Way to go with the BCC, Oscar. That's kind of cool. Yeah. So here we go. All right. Because I'm fascinated by wealthy public schools. They fascinate me. They do. All right. And I'm not even going to ask you about your socioeconomic level. I don't care. I'm talking about the other kids. Okay. The parking lot at BCC.
Oh, my God.
What is the... All right. Because you know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Of all... In your time at BCC, all 4 years, what was the finest ride that ever graced the parking lot at BCC? Because I know you know the answer to that.
Someone pulled up with the Tesla once.
Oh. Okay, it's a Tesla. Yeah. That's
high school.
Cool.
Yeah,
but $100,000
high school.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
A brand new Jeep is exciting at a high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No. There was definitely a white girl that pulled up with a Jeep.
White girl. Yeah. Why gotta be a race? What do we a race?
Because she was driving. That's the first thing that popped up in my mind.
Why don't you mention the? See, then I go back. Why can't we just be people when I say Cher?
You know what's wrong with America?
There was a person that pulled up with a brand new Jeep.
Here's what's wrong with America. He told me the color of the girl, but not the color of the car.
It was also white.
Of course.
White on white. Oh my God, it stains so easily. Why would she do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. My Jeep is white too.
But things are good at John Hughes High School.
In the BCC parking lot. Some Beamers? Were there some Beamers?
Yeah.
Beamers? Were any kids have a Mercedes ever? Or was that?
No.
My Mercedes.
There's a lot of Mercedes there.
And it can be either their car or daddy's car.
Or dad's,
I'm sure it used to be.
Or mom's.
Used to be the folks' car.
What about Porsche?
I don't think I ever saw Porsche. Yeah.
All right.
What about the Kia Sorento?
That's very specific.
Recently out of high school, how did you find your high school career? Did you enjoy yourself? You seem like a
I actually loved high school, yeah.
Yeah.
I had my,
that doesn't surprise me.
My crew.
Okay. I like
this. He's also on
immediately like this.
On the heels on the heels of Valentine's Day, he's mending a broken heart.
Oh
really?
Exposed.
Exposed.
All right. A recent breakup, Joel? Is that what we're talking about here?
Not really. I mean, just I got played.
Was it the young lady?
He got played.
Christmas party?
Yeah, he got played.
Yeah. She was nice.
Okay, stop it. Be mean. That's the cruelest man to our interns.
Gross. Everybody's side.
Gross.
Well, ask Mr. Santana about the city buses. City buses.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Yeah. One goes away. Another one's coming right around.
Yeah, I told him what my mom told me, and I think you all know is I said, "Hey, man, your real girl, the one." The girl that's going to matter, that you're going to live, or guy, whatever you want, is, I don't know, people, change their mind all the time.
Right.
I would say first
grade. Some both.
She's probably in first or fifth grade. Who knows? That's what my mom told me.
Yeah.
And she was right.
Carla, I may have shared that. Did you say that last week?
Yes.
I may have shared that over the weekend. Mm. There may have been jaw unhinging at the dinner
table. That's good.
when I shared that.
I'm glad when you brought up, Mike, ask about city buses, because I thought you were referring to the way Oscar used to have to go to high school.
I took the bus. City bus. Well,
no white Jeep.
So Joel, as we like to call him once in a while.
That's not really his name.
yes.
It's funny because he's taking this gap year. He's just deciding what he wants to do. So this is a perfect place to decide. Yeah, Mike found broadcasting at a very early age. And you found music at an early age.
Yeah, I did.
What is your latest track?
I made one last night. But the one I released is called Extra.
Extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel like laying some bars on us?
A little acapella action?
Okay.
And you don't have to sing it, or are you a rapper?
I think you can, yeah.
Let me get the lyrics out first.
Okay.
Oh, you know, this is way to go.
This is kind of like Frank Sinatra towards the end. They would have to have the lyrics in front of them.
Why do you have to bring up Frank now?
Because that's all his reference. He doesn't have any other reference points. Why
could it be?
And it could have been Tony Bennett, or it could have been Bobby Darin.
Eminem, or something.
Many artists have to have the lyrics in front of them, especially when they're very precise.
All right, no cursing, right? We can always bleep it out.
All right, I don't think I can bleep him out.
Oh, look at this guy. On
the fly.
Okay.
This is Joel.
Beltran.
This is Beltran.
Can you announce him with the cup if you don't mind? Hold on 2 seconds.
All right.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jigsaw. Please welcome Beltran.
All right. You're so extra.
Hold on, a little showmanship, okay?
Yeah.
When Jigsaw introduces you, you don't start with, all right, because then you're starting over again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Get right to it.
Okay,
so be prepared
to
go. Showmanship and for the separate clip that
we are teaching him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if he happens to want to use it and take it and save it,
it would be better if
he got right to it as opposed to.
Got it.
Okay, right, I got you.
All right, here we go. Once again.
Showmanship.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the stylings of Beltran.
You're so extra. One day you're the same, the next day you change, you know no better. I'm singing these songs to right my wrongs, so enjoy my letters. If you're in love, then we gon' be hella extra, hella extra. Ay, I need the bands and a whip. I need a shawty that loves when I spit. Fashion chick that's always on it. I need a model ain't talking about a chick. Ay, I need a shawty that gets seasick. Never catch me liking bitch, no way. I'm going into the sunset. Do my dance into Paris. Yeah, party with the gang. In love with the fact I can sing. Has no idea what I truly bring. But finds out as soon as we kiss. Yeah, I pipe down and we go down. She don't want me to ever slow it down. Beat it up like his new workout plan. Crazy, but I'm still a fan. Cause you're so extra.
Nice. Yeah! That was worth it.
That an acapella rap record would have a hook that I can grab onto. And that's extra. Yeah. I got it in my head, man.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, I want to see more of this kid. Got to come in early.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now I want your part.
Thank you, sir.
TMOS intern, we take credit
Podcast
for him.
Village.
Podcast Village. Yeah. Oh, boo to you. He is a TMOS intern now. Not Podcast Village. Charlie Bernie doesn't get him.
Okay. Go alphabetize the sodas by flavor. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done.
Good job, Joel.
All right. So back to the issue at hand. Hmm. Yesterday, we've been talking about the free desk that I received from Rob's mom's house.
Right.
The console that belonged to her husband,
mm-hmm.
who unfortunately passed last year. And Rob had said that this was going to solve a problem, or they would break it down. And so Pony and Rob went into the casa, broke the thing down, put it on a shipping pallet, or just sent it to a shipping company. We thought it was too expensive for the shipping company. Then we got a cheap one.
Right.
And so it's officially been delivered to my domicile. And I was giving Rob a hard time about that, but I have no idea what it's going to look like when it's completed, and I'm actually looking forward to
it. Okay, so did they just drop it on the porch? I know. Did they just drop it on the porch? How did they do it?
He said it was loaded with a forklift in one pallet,
yep.
And they didn't have a fork thing for the truck it was on, so he had to break it down And he did that and left it at my walkway.
It should
and
be a series.
Carl
of,
and I brought the pieces in.
Oh, that's nice of them.
And there should have been a box. There's a box too, right? Of some of
there
the
are a couple
parts.
Of boxes.
Great, perfect. That sounds
they're,
great.
There are boxes that are there. You've there's never metal. Lived. There's wood. There are little screw
the
markers
fact
where I
that
think
this shipping
equipment
company
had sat on there. And
took
stuff
all
like
of
that.
It off the pallet. Like with yes. a screwdriver.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Saved you so much time because it
let
was.
Let me give them a plug. I will give yeah, them well, a plug.
Actually, let me give the gentleman who set it all up.
I would
us.
Love that yes, because please. They made it so much easier
so Chris,
than it should have been.
Chris Jones, a friend of the show, and you can find him at Adaptive DC. He was kind enough to reach out and say, I heard the price that
UPS store.
When you go with Brown was trying to do with you and your dollars.
Brown.
Yeah,
I absolutely. Can do it. I can help you guys out if you just get the desk to us. So he was kind enough to help. And then he and his team palletized it so nothing would break. So when they arrived at your house, everything was in place.
He could
and
not have been any cooler.
In yeah. order.
They, yeah. had, they had a warehouse out near sort of near Dulles.
Yes.
With a huge... Right. concrete loading dock. I was able to back my car up and
super
it was,
cool.
it was
super
so cool.
Now with the desk, Mike,
yes.
the desk itself, I know that when you first
the
see
specs
it,
are perfect, by the way. I already know that
yes.
because that top piece is the width of the
that's
desk.
That's the size.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So once it's built, once you build it, because I know that something that you take pride in is building things, especially when you can. You just don't say, no, I'll just have somebody else or come in
All
or
right.
task.
You're setting
it.
Me up now because you know I'm getting the handyman to put it together.
Okay.
Isn't it great the way he lays the foundations of comedy?
You race to the finish line.
Right.
Why hire a handyman to just put something together when you can take the time to do it with you and your wife and then be something that you've done together?
And also then
it.
You understand
yeah,
it
you
from
understand.
The ground
yes.
up.
All right, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Yesterday when we were moving some of the larger pieces in where Carla was going backwards and I was going forward, I kept walking when she stopped and she almost tripped and fell.
Oh,
and then
no!
it happened again. Oh, yeah. And then it happened again because there's crap all over this den because we haven't built out the den yet because we don't know what it's going
to
look like.
You have to
and
put
so
the desk in
twice.
Before you can build the den. You put in your
yeah,
big
well,
piece
then
first.
We should probably put the carpeting down, but we haven't done that yet. So yeah. everything is yet to be put
D-B-D.
Into that studio. Yeah. And Oscar's going to Maui instead of coming down here. So we're going to end up doing it all myself. That's the way it
Did
is.
You just
and
throw so, shade so my way?
You are have abandoned the idea of coming down to help.
I'm
going to be on your merry way to sun and tropical drinks, and I'm going to be down here trying to figure out how I get the cable. And I probably don't have the type of cables that are going to be able to run the length of the floor because I don't have the right ones, which you would have done if you were down here, and I wouldn't have had to think about it, and that's where I am right now.
You
so
don't
I've
want him
this.
To assembling
by the
his
way,
stuff, Mike. His fingers are all sticky from pineapple.
Well, speaking of sticky, my hands, I brought these delicate pianist hands.
Yes.
Brought in that equipment that you supposedly scrubbed down and were caked with filth afterwards. So, and by the way, there was visible, you know, if you did, if that's your swab down ultra cleaning you did, it was not meticulous.
Do
because
you think
I could
anything
see
could
the
have
dust
possibly
inside.
Happened? Do you think anything could have possibly happened between Northern Virginia and Florida yeah. with it on a truck on a pallet?
Not on the visible filth.
Really? I stand
yeah, okay.
by it.
So there's a metal piece.
Right.
Like almost like a cage,
yeah.
correct?
Oh, that's
like
what I'm talking about.
Like an octagon?
No, it's
and
the
on
back
the inside of that, that is not dust that could have gotten there in just one
Oh,
shipping.
I know what you're talking about. Okay, so to be fair, in the railings, and
right.
this is a detail, man.
Right.
In the railings,
detail.
In the railings, dust does collect.
Okay.
Did you or Pony wipe down the railings inside the actual, the cage?
I scrubbed down the surfaces, probably not the rails. So
okay,
for
so
that, I apologize. But then,
details.
You know,
so
details.
He is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I, all I know, and
it's
I have
dead,
done that now.
It's a dead man's desk. Remember that.
That's right. Mike, it's a cursed
Please
dead man's desk.
Don't.
Have that you ever seen the Pirates
la,
of
la,
the Caribbean?
La, 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 la. Don't do this. You're weird. You're weird.
No, all I know this. Is this, is Mike, when you install the drawers, they're not drawers. They're called Davy Jones's locker.
When you're not nice to Rob, that desk doesn't cooperate.
That's right. So. Things start happening.
It's,
keys
it's
get
definitely,
lost.
It's definitely
I can't find the keys,
used.
Carla. Can't find the keys.
It's medium used.
Yes, and it was always sold as such.
Thank you, Beltran.
Well, I know. Yeah, okay. So now, what? Now you don't give a
ring.
Crap or
no,
what?
No, of course. I give an absolute crap.
All right. I think it'll be fine.
Why not wipe down the railings? That seems so easy. You're like, oh, that's dirty. Let's clean that up.
I guess he was not doing it alone. He did it with his, you know, brother over there.
It was Tony. My imperative job number imperative? One.
What are you, a lawyer?
It was to get the desk to you. I'm sorry I did not wipe down the rail.
Well, I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring up I did an incredible cleaning of it. You did on the show.
I said on the show,
or maybe off air, you said
it's Bristol.
Thorough, meticulous cleaning.
It's Bristol.
I don't know that I ever said that.
That's your word. I don't know if you said Bristol,
but you said you did a cleaning.
I wiped down the surfaces as I just said.
No, no, that's not how you sold it. You sold it differently. You sold it like you did. You scrubbed it top
to
bottom.
It's like and Mercedes
then
leather.
You know what? Caught in a lie, I guess.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I would have said that.
Okay, I'll send the f***er to the dump then.
No, don't say that.
Hey. All right. So
I don't know
good.
Why I would have no, said that I would do a meticulous cleaning.
Okay, not happy with the product, I guess.
No, why would I say it.
What we'll do is we'll get a brand new shiny one and we'll install it and then
that eats into our paychecks.
That's the attitude.
I wouldn't say it is what I'm saying if I didn't do it. I guess I didn't wipe. I didn't wipe down the railing, but I did scrub down the surfaces, and also it was palletized.
If I was here, and I had the camera, and I could show you,
I already know the dust, Mike. I've seen it here.
I'm just telling the truth.
How about this?
It's also looks like maybe when it's put together, it'll look okay. But we'll see, it's got a lot of marks all over it.
Wait, on the surface.
Yes. Yeah. Like little screw holes and stuff like little round things where something sat on it made of black rubber. And the surface of the desk looks like maybe we were discussing painting it when it arrived.
It has some light marks from the non-skid feet of components on it.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
White marks. But I probably won't have to. I could probably match up where I put my stuff on there. But, it's...
Stuff will be over it because that's where that's your workstation.
Could you flip it and put the other side?
You can't flip it. No, because of the screw holes.
I say, Mike, you're going to be pleasantly happy.
I think you're going to like it.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? Yes. You know what I'm going to do? I will take... it might be put together.
Yeah, but that guy's so, like, unless he, if he,
cleans, I'll scrub it down and I'll see if we can do it, or we might put a little.
Take a picture of the dust before you scrub it down, so we have a good
for records.
Yeah, for the records,
for insurance for purposes.
I got a lady that could do that right now, probably.
Oh, please, real time.
Yeah,
real time.
But living in the now.
You asked about her putting it together with me when I almost knocked her to the ground, pushing the.
Was she doing the backwards walking, or were you doing the backwards walking?
I did one backwards walk, and she did two.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, after I almost pushed her down the second time, she said, I am not putting this together with you.
Oh, you. Were you grumpy?
But I explained to her that this was a free desk.
I got spiwacked.
That this was... I didn't say I got spiwacked.
I really wish you wouldn't use my name as a verb if it's all the same to you.
We use Pony's name all the time.
This is true.
We got ponied.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think he's earned that.
Yeah, it's funny because I will. You're calling your wife.
Yes, I am. Let's see what happens.
I love having that. Let's see. In real time. Can you pass?
Oh, hey, are you at home?
No, I'm working out.
Oh, okay. Do you ever not work out? You ever not in a gym? Huh?
What's up? I just asked.
I thought if you were home, you could take pictures of the new desk, but I didn't.
I have to go.
Bye. Jesus Christ.
Very busy.
Mike,
anyway, what?
You're a lucky man. Day. You're a lucky.
I'm
man.
A very lucky man. No, I'm a very
I mean,
lucky
the fact
man.
That she's working out no, is
I,
great.
She loves it. That's her golf.
Yeah.
My golf is her working out. That's what she likes to do. I was hoping she'd get some pictures of it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm coming across as ungrateful. No, I'm not grateful because I did you a favor and you did me a favor.
I thought it worked out. I'm very sorry about the dust.
I think he did all of us a favor. You didn't do a favor. You were.
You want to say something?
There's no favor done on your
he's
end.
He's tired. He's manic tired Oscar because he did something last night.
Well, you know
what time
needs.
Did you get to sleep last night? True or false?
I would say I got home at 11. I started watching Parasite at midnight because I was like, oh, there's nothing to do
good.
Here.
Two?
No, I fell asleep at 1. I didn't finish a movie.
One.
And an early start today. Perfect.
An early start today. But anyway,
this is my
you were
life.
Saying about, we should you were saying that I did not do anything brain. For this. You may be right. What was your point?
You're not being magnanimous. You're not. There's
what?
Nothing,
no, I'm not.
There's nothing about this that you're being like, oh, I'm doing this for you. You're doing this for us. and yourself.
What happened is it's something that really did, I think, work out for everybody. We needed a piece of furniture.
When it's put together, I think it's going to be fantastic.
It's a great one.
I think it's going to be great. I think the whole layout, the way we envisioned it, is going to be great. It's just
the options we had were in the thousands of dollars, which was not going to be responsible.
That's just not what we want to do.
That's not how we do. We keep it lean and mean when it comes to operations. Maybe not ourselves, including myself.
We don't want to put the really good stuff in. What are we, Podcast Village? I'm just kidding.
You should see
shiny and new.
You should see Joel's new desk.
Really super nice.
Stainless steel. Gorgeous. Really fine. Really fine.
Now, I think when this is installed, it's going to look good. When it's put together, and by the way, it's going to be fast-tracked. I'm going to be probably in there by next week when this thing gets done. I'm very, very excited about it. I might need a little help from both of you.
We're available.
Standing by.
We're here.
And it might be like a multi-day process.
FaceTime. It's not anything you need to
FaceTime
you.
You
don't need to do it in one day.
For one reason and one reason only. Once the desk is complete, once the curtains are hung, once a little carpet is put down, at that particular point, I will need to know where you want me, you know, where everything needs to go.
Sure.
And stuff like that.
It's a piece of cake, easy to do. And also, I think you're going to really like the space options on it. For example, the fact that you have two full rack mounts, they'll get so much equipment out of your way. The fact that you have two huge drawers that
you
lock.
You can lock them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's where you put
even a keyboard drawer if you want to use it, but you don't need to install it if you don't. Yeah, Oscar's talking about blow.
You put cocaine.
Yeah, hide all of your cocaine.
All your keys go on in the right drawer.
How much
and
do you?
And your headphones go on the left
don't
drawer.
Don't you hate with your current location how you have to leave your cocaine out?
It's terrible. Big Christmas tree of cocaine.
Exactly.
Don't listen to that record. That's my record.
I listened to that record.
No, it was. Look, here. Look, all I'm trying to say is my breakfast might have been a little undercooked.
Do you have my desk, Brad?
It was a little. It was dusty enough. And by the way, that dust, as Rob Spiewak said, that could have been the dust that had accumulated in transit.
Yes.
You know, if it came down here and it was on the back of a dirty truck or something like that, that's it. But other than that,
I do apologize. I did not explore the nooks and crannies of the railing. I should have.
You have not taken a real close look at it, have you, Oscar?
I asked Rob, and this is offline, off air. I asked him, I said, hey, is this going to be a situation?
Right.
Like is this going to be a problem? Because we know you and we don't want to disappoint you. And he said, it is perfect for him. So I believe him, and
the size is flawless.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe
the design also perfect.
When all is said and done, it's going to work out really well.
Those lockable drawers, Mike, if you wanted to buy them new right now, they're like $400.
All right.
So the added value for all this stuff is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready, Freddie. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to work out, and I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. And also, setup is going to be a breeze. It's on casters, so once it's together, it moves easy. If you need to adjust something, now you have to actually literally move furniture. Now you're just going to have to it'll slide out, slide back.
This is a great
almost designed
father son.
The way it is
experiment.
Now, I have to crawl underneath because I'm in a built-in.
Oh, it's built-in. Yeah. God, this is so much better.
Access.
Ideal.
Yeah. Also, time to teach little Michael some engineering.
Yep.
Say, this is an XLR cable, female, male.
He's been pulling his weight.
Yeah.
He's been pulling his
weight. He can snake some wires.
Yeah. I have him fetch. That's what he does now. Yeah. You know, he goes and gets things, and it's going to be fun.
He can run and dig.
Yes. but just going forward, if I can, we have to go to break here. We have to start the show. Going forward, can we ixnay on the Ed Day and May? Can we do that?
Anime?
Please? Because
you're asking me to, Mike. You're asking me to forget.
I'm not asking you to forget. It's just it's creeping me out that it's, you know.
I understand. I understand.
Really? Okay.
But is there on look on the back of the top piece and see if there's blank was here.
No. All you need to do, Mike, is after the installation, is just burn a little sage. You'll be fine.
Okay. And both of you need to find your goddamn souls. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh? LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh? Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
We
have a visitor.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Captain Over, Mr. Murdoch, and Mr. Basta. This is Joey Hammond.
Well, hi, Joey.
Come on up here. You can see better.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
We better get back now, Joey.
No, Joey can stay here for a while if he'd like.
Could I? Okay, if you don't get in the way.
Flight 209er to Denver Radio. Climbing to cruise at 42,000. We'll report again over Lincoln. Over and out.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a podcast, a radio broadcast, a love fest.
Yes.
We thank you for your love and support for the Mike O'Mara Show. Now sit back, prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMLF. Climax, Colorado, Hershey, Pennsylvania, Satan's Kingdom, Vermont, Vancouver, Washington, Paw, West Virginia,
Paw,
Due
Paw.
West, South Carolina. Where is that?
Which one?
Due West.
Oh, it's just east of here.
Thanks so much. The show today brought to you by Cornerstone.
Yes.
We love Cornerstone. They're our neighbors in Podcast Village. We can go down a few flights of stairs and hang out with Mark Livingstone and all the quality people over there.
Don't forget Taylor.
All the Joanna and wonderful people and Debbie. It's really just a wonderful group of people. They got me my mortgage, and they did me proud.
Yes.
I am so happy.
Your favorite part of the process,
Joe and
right?
Dan down there.
Yeah.
It was one of the best parts of the process. As a matter of fact, I was going over some paperwork last night and watching all the back and forth contracts that went back and forth from my home to the people that I bought the home from, and just saw how limited it was because the paperwork is so concise,
yeah,
and it's so together, and it's so done perfectly. And then I accidentally stumbled upon the paperwork from the people that were going to buy my house.
Oh.
And they're like 700 documents that went back and forth.
Are they mostly
documents,
mostly
inspections,
post-its?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring them into
That's
it again.
That's fine. Well, you see, their problem is they didn't use Cornerstone.
Cornerstone First Financial is taking advantage, and you can take advantage, of the incredibly low rates right now. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage just hit 3.49%. If you're in the market for a home, you know what that means? That means run. Run, 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 because they don't always last at these incredible rates. Get yourself a mortgage from my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221, Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Great people, fantastic to deal with, and I give you my personal guarantee on that. What is Valentine's Day at Podcast Village, and why is it something that's a thing?
So,
are they going to do anything?
Oscar,
I'm sorry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's the Joe Beltron Singers.
By the way, for a 19-year-old to come up and drop those, I'm blown away.
Bust a funky lyric.
I'm blown away that he could.
Like the kid immediately.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He really is.
Very happy.
That's
for
why
him.
We have now taking him as our own intern,
yeah,
for the Mike O'Mara
he's
Show from the
ours.
Podcast Village. Yes.
Mike, some people complain about this, some people don't. I think the generation that complains about this celebration, Valentine's Day or anything like that, at the workplace is, it depends on the culture you live in. When you guys were at JFK, before I even arrived, it was the super station, did you have big to-dos at the station for these holidays?
No.
No, right?
No.
No, absolutely.
There
no.
was we usually a legendary Christmas party, but that was off campus. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and the Christmas parties sort of evaporated as years went on. And, you know, the great Christmas party for radio stations devolved as radio stations devolved.
As they cut their budgets.
As they became more and more voice tracking and more consolidated.
You know what happened towards the, I remember, the last Christmas party that counted for WJFK, Mike actually opened up his home and had it at his house, which was a great party.
I remember that.
But that was the era when the group radio stations would start doing their Christmas parties about February 10th or 12th, because what they would do is they would trade ads for the big Christmas party venues. Mm. They would give them the ads for free. Then they could do their party as long as it was off season. So
do you remember who also had a party that year? I didn't go to.
I went.
Oh, I was not invited, but yeah, I remember.
It was interesting. I remember.
Sam Rogers.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Who fired me not once, but twice. And when I wanted to find out where I stood, kept me waiting in a restaurant for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew I was
Arties?
I was canned.
Yeah. Or Arties.
One of the great.
Arties.
Arties.
One of my great nemesis people in broadcasting where. Didn't know the guy, couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Right.
But it was funny when people would tell me, if you'd just gone to that party. I didn't, you know, it was when the whole
he couldn't. Down. Was he that trivial about it, do you think?
I have no idea.
No.
I know that the guy, I know that Katie, your friend Katie, when he got fired at CBS.
Right.
Right after I got fired.
CBS.
A short time later, he was a Penn State guy. So he brought his friend and Redskin LeVar Arrington to come work with Chad and do an afternoon show, which was this is no offense to Chad, which was a disaster.
That's why and it's Chad's versus the world now.
And then shortly thereafter, he got canned himself. And then I went over to work at another radio station. They were going to go through a format flip. And when I heard that Sam Rogers was coming, there are people in our industry that have different skills. There were radio station builders. There were team builders. There were sales team builders. There were programming guys that knew about programming. And then there was a skill set in general managers that was predicated upon coming into an organization and slashing. This is not exclusive to radio.
No.
These are people that have a skill set where they can come in and they can S-can people without any remorse whatsoever.
And this is sort of a recent phenomenon in the radio business that the skill set became phenomenal. Don't you think?
I mean, remember you.
Even so far back as then?
You were also
Randy Baumgarten.
Oh, wow. I'd forgotten. Okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah. So this is what happens. And I know this now, Mike, and you know this from a different perspective.
Right.
You are rewarded for cutting costs.
Yeah.
So the man, and that's just business. But the way that they do it in radio, and they have done it in radio always, has...
Cutting costs usually involves people.
Has always been sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought... And for a guy who has been through, what, six iterations of his professional terrestrial career...
Yeah, you've seen it more than I have.
Yeah.
That's actually true.
So in that vein, it's always sneaky, 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 sneaky. We won't tell them. They're going to go on the air. We'll just flip the format, or they're not going to find out. Like all this lurking in the shadows creates an environment of distrust.
But radio we're all so broken that what is the distrust and the secret of it? Most people will spin as we're going to surprise them. So they sort of try to make it be something positive, but it's not.
So
it's never.
When you're creating efficiencies, you're destroying lives.
Yep.
And you're destroying lives, and the people that do it very well, unfortunately, in terrestrial radio now, are rewarded. And those are the people
who
survived.
Yeah. And sometimes they're not. I mean, like Sam came in and did it, and then Katie, your radio partner, Katie Forbes.
From Cake and Cookies.
I remember when there was a public announcement that this guy, Sam, was going to go to work at my new radio station. And Katie texted me probably within 15 minutes and saying, I'm so sorry. because she knew the history. Yeah. And I knew the writing was on the wall. Yeah. I knew what this guy was all about. And he's just ruddy faced, white, you know, the white collar with the blue shirt kind of guy, yep. You know, the Bob Kraft look yeah. that he cultivated. It was just and it, nothing about him I liked. It's There's a, nothing it's, about
it's
the guy.
It's a certain level know. Of executive that is straight out of central casting where you're like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And that's and a hatchet so man.
It was really frustrating when that went down because I knew that was going to happen. And there was another guy worse than he was back in the day who came in when they were selling WAVA, a heritage station, a wonderful, great radio station.
It was such a sad time for me to watch. Oh. That was the station that made me want to be on the radio. That's the station I grew up with. And to watch it be systematically disassembled like that and to hear about it after the fact, I can't even imagine what it has to have been like within
you know,
the station.
I didn't know at the time when I was working for certain radio stations that in the early days of WJFK, and JFK was never like WAVA. So I'll use WAVA as an example. WAVA, you know, when we had a general manager that was allowed to run his own radio station like P.T. Barnum, and it made money. And it made money as well. And it was so much fun for the listeners, for the people that worked there, for the salespeople. It was it was such a brief period of time. And it'll never be like that. No. And I loved it. It was just
it predates
crazy.
You, Oscar, but this is the way you have to understand is now radio programming is about making people not want to change the station by doing anything so outrageous.
Right.
WAVA was literally the kind of station from sunup to sundown. You didn't want to turn it off because you might miss something.
So
that's how they ran.
We come full circle where, Mike, I'm proud to report, and I think the team here can back us up, is that the culture that we have built here at Podcast Village is the complete opposite. It's the type of what I think terrestrial radio is today. And it may be likened to the WAVA days where you have broadcasters come and they see each other or known entities and they
it's so cool
and they connect, whether it's Angie Goff and the Bush family or our show and any of the other programs that are here that we're trying to get on, right?
The excitement when like a Santana Moss just walks in to do his show, right? And there's other people here and they say, oh my God, that's Santana Moss.
And now
it's that electricity.
Our ESPN connection where you have these national ESPN personalities, not outside of our friends and connections like Dominique Foxworth, walk in and do a national radio show. So that culture has fostered a place where people actually love where they work.
Yep.
Yeah. And now they celebrate all the holidays.
It's the fun. It's coming in here and doing this, which is the joy of my day to come in here and do that. Do I love golf? Yeah, but I don't. It's not the joy of my day. My day is coming in never knowing. Having a 19-year-old kid walk in and do what he just did. I get stuff like that every week. It's really, really a delight. And so getting back to the managers and people like that, it's sad. It's sad that, you know, in any company that you have people who have the skill set that is their lack of humanity. But it's the way corporations have been run. And a lot of times it helps the bottom line. But it's really sad that to see people like that thrive.
Yeah.
And they're always great networkers. And they always land on their feet. And, you know, meanwhile, the people that are the artists and the creators that really don't have the systems down, they're great entertainers, but they probably don't have the systems down. So a guy like that, you smell it when you see them.
And you've certainly been through it. I've been through it. Mm-hmm. Oscar's been through it. And I think that leaves us as slightly older radio guys a little jaded.
We are jaded.
But we have jaded. So many youngsters who have never been through that work here at Podcast Village. I take us back to Halloween when I came downstairs one day, like maybe October 25th.
Yes.
And the entire crew of youngsters are putting skeleton decals on the windows and hanging fake cobwebs around Podcast Village because Halloween is coming up. I said, you know what? They're decorating for Halloween. That's cool, right?
We'll find out what they're doing for what I believe is the non-holiday, Valentine's Day. A holiday, by the way, that I will also include when we come back, that I am celebrating.
Celebrating or observing?
It's different. You know,
observing, celebrating. I think it's a celebration for me. Oh. I'll tell you all about that in Podcast Village, and we'll find out what everybody's doing when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every Friday.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Pauly! And Valentine's Day is only a few days away. Now, I know you're going to get the box of chocolates. You're going to get the flowers. For the wife, the girlfriend, or even your gumada. But if you want to do something really, really nice, head over to the MichaelMarishow.com website. Click on the Shopping Center banner where you can shop from Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. And you'll be aces with the one you love. Now let's get back to the person that we have so much love and devotion for every single day.
God bless you.
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie.
Love the promos from Paulie. Love the promos from Jim Amato. Brief word about Jim Amato.
Jim, yeah.
Jim, you beat yourself up over that promo. It was fine. I told him how much we love you on TMOS.
I disagree.
You're a good
guy. It was terrible.
I've blocked his calls, so well, I don't know.
Best of the year.
Why are you both being mean?
It was off-brand.
I know, but why are you being mean to Jim Amato?
I was just cracking wise. I was the one who aired the promo. I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I'm being honest. It was terrible.
I'm not talking about the promo specifically.
Done better work.
I'm talking about Jim Amato and his contributions.
Well, I love Jim Amato, of course.
Okay, the body
I know you do, Rob. I'm just trying to say something to him right here. The guy was beating the crap out of himself over us blowing up that promo. Yeah. And I just wanted to tell him, your contributions are enormously valued at TMOS. Both of you, just shut up. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. God, just trying to get something said to somebody, and it's like, it's time your furniture matched your fearless style, whether you're having date night at your place or hosting Galentine's Day. Your furniture should suit your needs, but also feel uniquely you. That's where Joybird comes in. Be sure to hit up Joybird's President's Day sale, where you can score some of those pieces you have your eye on at a price you love now through February 17th. With amazing selections like this, the days of settling are over. Relax now, pay later. With great financing options, your rates could be as low as 0% APR for 18 months. Plus, that sounds like free money, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
0% APR. Plus, free Joybird personal design consultants to help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS, and we thank you. Okay, just let me get it out.
Please.
Please let me finish this.
Please.
Jim Amato was very concerned about that promo that we blew up. When I blew that promo up, it was not my cup of tea, but Jim... when you're throwing things up against the wall to see what sticks, sometimes that's going to happen. I mentioned the fact that we self-edit on our show all the time, but you are a beloved member of the family, and I hope you got that from my personal message that I sent you, that you have nothing at all to be concerned about, because we love Jim Amato. His promo, the voice, the uniqueness of what he does, and that he tries different things, and that he does that for us. We are so grateful. We really, all the promos.
Why are you looking at me like that, Oscar?
Am I missing something? Did he send you like a cake or something? Like what's?
No, he sent me a message that he was sorry for that promo. And it was really this remorseful.
You're being worked. Because you don't.
How am I being
worked?
I don't know that he's being worked.
We firewall you from these wonderful individuals within the TMOS universe. Because Amato is a needy man. And I'm saying this out loud.
You're going to kill him right now.
Every time he texts me, it's always dramatic. He's like, do you have time to talk after 5 p.m.? And he has some big announcement or big plan.
I could be just being polite by trying to work something on your time schedule.
And then I get on the horn with him and he's like, I had a banana for lunch today. And I'm like, okay, that's great, man. That's didn't really need to get this whole... Like I'm saying, Mike... You don't like once you do this, you feed into this. Now he has a direct pipeline to you. And
he sent me PMs before. A lot of people have. Paulie has. Those guys do. It's just brief, but they as far as the inner workings of
getting a promo on the air. Mm-hmm. They deal with you guys.
Just be careful, Mike, now that he has the pipeline.
What is...
the pipeline is what? Facebook?
He just sent me a private message.
Yeah.
That's all.
You're falling.
That he was sorry about the promo.
You're going to be sorry you answered the way you did just now, because then it's going to be follow-up. He's going to now send them to you and circumvent us, and then now you're going to have to deal with that.
I will not let
I'm
that
happen. I'm fine with that. Yes. Then you'll get your sample approval
right away.
Doesn't
sound like you're fine with that. Doesn't sound like you're fine with that.
Okay. There are some butterflies within our crew that are creative. And sometimes when things don't work out,
they can fly twice as high.
It's fine. I would say no need to apologize, as you just said so nicely.
No need. That's what I said to him. I love the guy.
Yeah. You're not
He's
always
such
gonna,
a massive, passionate supporter.
You're not always going to bat 1,000. And now I'm going to get a call for just speaking the truth here later on today about, hey, can you talk after 5? I just want to let you know that I didn't mean to overstep and go straight to Mike.
Now, make sure you get some news about
the
banana.
Well, you're causing that by doing this right now.
Mike doesn't care,
just like
people.
You.
He doesn't care.
I do care. That's. I
he
do
just
care.
Doesn't.
Wow. You know what? It's scab picking really at the 400 level today.
Well, you know what? Jim, you know how I feel. If you have something to deal with, call Oscar.
Yeah, after 5.
Thank you very much. That's after five. That's the way. Yeah, after 5. Valentine's Day. We will be breaking keto for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Not significantly, but significantly enough, we'll probably be out of keto and have to get back in. Mrs. O'Mara and I will be traveling to what we refer to down here as our happy place. That's where we're going.
Where's that?
That's very. Do you remember? It's very.
I know what it is.
The Rhea.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Rhea.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Iguana.
Going to the Rhea. Yeah. It's our happy place. Now, and you know what? She's a cheap date. Birthday there. Valentine's there. Yeah. Christmas gathering there. That's where we go. We
if you break there. Keto, will you have some fruitcake? I'm curious.
You know what? That is a fantastic. You
wow.
That. Is this is where I love you, love you, love you.
Isolate it, Tony. Isolate it and send it.
Rob Spiewak, love that idea. I love that. I hope she doesn't listen. She listens like sporadically every day. This might be a segment that she didn't hear. I pray that it is. Because
well, she's at the gym. She's not going to know.
Oh,
that's right.
This is fantastic. And we'll come back from Mia and we will sit down and we'll have fruitcake.
What about?
Put it in the fridge before dinner so it's not totally rock hard frozen.
Oh, what a great idea.
Then, Mike,
so
you can do
badly.
Pilates on top of her.
Yes.
I know. This is fantastic. This is fair. So already, you know what? But I still have to get a little opener thing. She got me a keto breathalyzer. So,
that doesn't work.
I think it's a ripoff. But yeah. That's
get her
me.
Some of the urine we'll strips. That's always nice.
Yeah. I love the. I'm addicted to those. I pee on a stick every day.
They're great with onion.
I do a
dip.
Pregnancy test every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Mike's still with
multiple
child?
Times a day.
That
yes,
sounds
yes.
like still virginal. A hassle.
I was no. Yeah,
well, no. The peeing is the hassle. The stick is easy.
Yeah, it takes a while
He's
to
not
get it going.
Any younger.
I'm 60, you know. So what? We only have a couple of seconds here. What are they doing at the village for Valentine? Anything
they went
special?
They went out for Christmas. You know, they did decor for Christmas. They dressed the skeleton as Santa Claus. So last week I go downstairs and Maddie, who is, make no mistake, a backbone of operations at everything that happens in this building. She has actually removed herself from her computer and she's assembling tiny pink, red, and cream colored boxes. And I said,
they're gift boxes.
Yeah. I said, what are you doing? She says, well, these are our Valentine's Day mailboxes, and they have written the name of every Podcast Village employee and lined the mailboxes up on the second floor, and they sent out, there's a inter-office memo system. It's like texting, but just for the office.
Slack.
It's called Slack, okay? And they sent out a group Slack that says...
It's an appropriate name for this operation.
They named it after us. They said... Remember, if you give a Valentine to one person, you have to give a Valentine to every person because
that's
inclusivity. Neat. And Oscar and I are just sitting, I guess somebody better bring candy. That's all I'm
because
saying.
Because we go down there and shake them.
Yeah, they're nothing.
We're like, where's the candy?
Where are the hearts?
Yeah, I don't care.
So
about
they're the nice
notes.
Boxes for Valentine's Day, but nothing in them.
No. And Maddie, is there supposed to be candy at one point? Like, I'm just looking for snacks.
I think most people are going to put them in on Valentine's.
Oh, that
Day.
Makes sense.
I see. Okay.
A couple days.
Yeah. So I've got to go over to CVS and get a box of those little like I choose you Valentines.
Why don't you upgrade? Why don't you go with like a little. More, you know, you're a candy guy.
Well,
you
no,
did,
I will
you
do
did a
candy.
Show about candy.
I will do candy as well, but you have to do something that's written, I believe. People mm-hmm. like something tangible to hold and put in their scrapbook. Like, you're the one, Josue.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Like that. That makes sense.
You can get the little plastic thing that's got just the hearts that you can write
on. Does Michael still do that, or is that banned in public schools?
I'm not sure what he's up to. You know, I drop him off and pick him up.
You've taught him how to fetch.
But the little cards, you probably saw that at school.
Like, Mama's probably my more Valentine. Tapped into that.
Yeah.
Probably more tapped in than yesterday we watched Marcus an amazing
Ellison,
video.
Be mine.
He was in my lap, and we were watching an amazing video of a sailboat in Laguna Beach that was going on the rocks.
Oh, wow.
We share a lot of that stuff, yeah. And we watched Hunt for Red October last week.
Your
son? Great kids movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's getting into stuff that I like, too.
Dad, so is that great, Frenchman's Bay?
It's fantastic.
Why does that man talk like that?
Yeah, right.
Why is Alec Baldwin not fat here?
He says, my friend, I don't know what the kid's name is. My friend Winthrop has a dad. His hands are smaller than mine. I said, that's because you're a superior athlete. Anyway, I'm trying to be father of the year. That's what I'm trying to do. We have to take a break. When we come back, we got one more thing before the thing.
Mike, if he liked Hunt for Red October, he's going to love Bonnie and Clyde.
I think I can show him Hunt for Red October. I can't show him Crimson Tide. That's a little too adult.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, they're both. I love submarine movies.
Yeah.
Love submarines. I was on a submarine when I was a kid.
Show him Yellow Submarine.
No. We'll take a break. I'm back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Billy Bush back on the air now.
Yes.
Is he on Access Hollywood again? Well, I mean, whatever. He's on one of those infotainment shows.
Is it Dish Network?
That sounds like it might be right. Yeah.
It's one of these.
I saw a clip of Billy. Somebody Google Billy Bush. Let me know where he is.
I'll do it right now.
I saw him, and he's the same Billy Bush, but he's a little more jaded, which is a great Billy Bush.
Really?
Oh, yes, because he's got a lot of DJ in him. And,
sure.
I love the guy. I think he got screwed unfairly.
He was always very nice to us.
He's back on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. Third Love does bras differently. Their bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip and no-itch tagless labels. And super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers. You are going to love yours as well. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm a political junkie, so I watched the election coverage. Do you watch any of that, Rob, last night?
No, I did not. I was catching up on the DVR.
Oscar quick Santana, update, Billy he's Bush. On Extra Extra. You're right, Mike. It's one of the
He's on Extra.
He's one of the main ones.
He bounced back fully.
He so fully landed on his feet. Good for him.
Landed on his feet, but it's just that you get a little of that edge now.
Can you give me an example of the edge that he has?
He's just tone. It's tonal.
It's not. You know? It's not as eager as it was in the past.
Precisely. And the whole show, I would urge you to check it out.
I will.
Just watch Extra.
Yeah,
it's not as kiss-assy as some of the other entertainment shows. And I like that vibe. Yeah.
Because
they're not...
The last thing I remember watching him and saying, wow, he's really being Billy Bush before all the Trump stuff. The Today Show had him at the Kentucky Derby. And this was everything is great. The weather is perfect. The horses are beautiful. And we're here with Meredith Vieira and it's beautiful. So you think there would be a little more edge to it
if he was covering the Kentucky Derby now.
The man has been through the ringer.
Of course.
Personally, professionally.
Thank you. We could have him on the program. Because
absolutely.
Because he's launched, it just announced 4 days ago.
I will reach out.
Absolutely. He is launching a reality show with his family on MTV.
Is he really?
Yes. Really? Oh,
perfect timing.
I love the guy, and I hope he knows that. And I hope he knows that
I think
he ain't going to get a crap fest here. We're not going to do that to
him.
Well,
remember, he was a regular on the Don and Mike show. He used to swap days with Nancy O'Dell.
Absolutely.
But he was fantastic. He was
and
so
he was
good.
A DJ in Washington, D.C. for a while before he became a TV guy.
Z-104.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if he can talk about anything he wants to talk about. He's a good guy. Getting back to the political coverage last night. I'm fine with watching this because I'm a junkie and I like to watch what comes down. What I'm not fine is these hand-waving, manic guys. There's one on CNN. There's Steve Kornacki on MSNBC. They have to create. There's John King on CNN. And then there's this guy, David Shamalyan, I think is the guy's name. But they try to create this manic excitement on this stuff. And I just wish everybody would calm the F down. Just calm the F down. We're criticized now in this country for making it too theatrical and not making as matter of fact. Hmm. And I think that I watch this and they take advantage of people like me who are political junkies who watch it all night long. And I wish they'd just calm down. I wish everybody would take a deep breath and calm down and slowly analyze some of the data that comes out of these polling places.
Does it walk hand in hand with the inability to let go of the quaint things like the caucus and the five-person delegation from the little town?
No, it's new. It's newer than that.
Okay,
because they come on and they just want to create that football type thing with the graphics and with all that. And I know they want to do that and the big music beds, which is fine. I just think that there are so many people now making money for these networks that are in the pipeline, and they have to justify their existence. And I think sometimes I don't mind analysis. I don't mind the talking heads. I'll watch them. Here's this theory. What's this guy going to do? What's his? But when you're starting to get exit polling prior to that, and in CNN's case, billboarding a exit polling results coming up on the top of the hour, and then lying about it because there was actually another hour before.
Oh boy.
You know, you're just creating this hype fest that I want the results. And then when the results finally arrive, you know, it's the next morning and you still don't have 100% of the results. The Iowa caucuses were a debacle.
Oh, so
we
bad.
All know that. And then they can't get their crap together with the election system. Oscar, with technology and modern technology existing right now, why are we still going into the next morning and we don't have election results? It's stupid.
This is going to be crazy, and I don't think I ever would have mentioned this, I would say, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has messed up this entire process.
Right.
It has created vulnerabilities.
Of course.
It has created questions. When you thought, look, and for Iowa,
this is a 250-year-old
system.
I feel
for the Convention and Visitors Bureau there, because they wanted to upgrade, because there was like, oh, this antiquated system, but the antiquated system worked for all, you know, in general, while they had flaws. It wasn't, hey, we're going to wait for days to figure this out.
Right.
And then New Hampshire, which I'm finally getting kind of a grasp on, where yesterday on NBC, they had this nerve center, as you were talking about, like all these screens and panels, and you can't report, they have 99.5% of the precinct.
You can't report anything. They don't do that.
And I look at that, and I look, and I'm like, well, why? Like, why was this faster 5 years ago? Why did it work five? Because they didn't have all this. Oh, we're going to make sure that we get these stats.
Well, they
we're
didn't junk it up.
Yeah.
You have technology that is sitting there predicated on the fact that they can take exit polling data and project a winner. But they are not allowed to do that anymore because that will screw up. If they're wrong, it's going to screw the results up. It is
what's the point if we have to wait anyways? And the billboarding is BS, because every time, and Mike, I don't know how you get past this. You watch more news than any of us here in the room. But if I see breaking news one more time, it's the same headline on any network.
It's crap.
I'm going to
throw it. It's the exact same thing as a car dealership that has had a sign up that says sale.
Yeah.
That's had it up for 3 years.
There's a suit place down in Georgetown that does custom suits. all the time, and yes. I walk by it, blowout sale, closing sale, every day. And
for
I'm like,
3 years.
You've been like this same for 10 thing. Years.
Yeah. Same thing. So to all of them, S&D. That's what I have to say.
You.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need. And by the way, looking right now with the results as we tape this show early in the morning on Wednesday, Bernie Sanders. With a slight lead over Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar coming up from behind, making a big deal. And Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, just watching. Anyway, that's where
is there any breaking news on the other side of this promo?
Oh, yes. Breaking news coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. You'll want to stay tuned for this, everybody.
Hey, it's Angie with a new Oh My Golf Show out now. This week, welcome to the greatest show on earth, also known as Life. Jen Folsom joins us with a formula to reigning in the three-ring circus known as work, life, and you. Also, this season's final appearance of Super Bowl champion Angie Reed. Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Matt G. 2020.
Yes.
I'm loving this year already, and it's only going to get better, better, better. I've never been happier. 2020 feels so good in my pants.
In his pants, pony.
I'm ready to take a swim in the happiness pond. Everything's coming up O'Mara. Oh, yeah. I love my neighborly neighbors. I can eat ice cream without a spoon. And the USA is number one. Plus, this year I plan to make the American version of Parasite, starring Mac McIntosh as a guy closing in on 30, still living at home. Hooray for parents. And get that Oscar ready. Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of hand grenade ice fishing. Boom! Here's your drought. Spectators, beware. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love, including a big and tall section. Fellas,
check
it out. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. And remember, only 163 days until the Summer Olympics begin. So pull this ring and hold my beer. Am I right, lady?
That's a grenade what? Joke. Grenade.
News.
Boo.
Oh, my God. Where did Oscar go?
Oh, Oscar, my God. Mike, it was a good run, but he's gone.
He's no longer with us.
No. We've got a new guy. Looks just like him. And here he is. It's Oscar 2.0. Like Gallagher 2.
I had to stop Pony from destroying them.
All right, fellas. We all know the legend of the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show, in which Justin Timberlake ripped aside Janet Jackson's bra to expose her bejeweled nipple for less than 1 second on national TV. Not surprisingly, our great nation recovered, and we also got something good out of it. Guess what?
What?
YouTube.
Oh, that's YouTube. Right. That's
seriously,
right,
about a year after the so-called scandal, three guys in their 20s who work for PayPal got to talking about how hard it was to find footage of Janet's nipple on the internet. At the time, viral videos weren't even a thing. They came to realize that there ought to be a place to preserve things so you can still see them even if you miss them the first time around. So they created YouTube. Wow.
Wow.
How great is that? The first video was posted April 23rd, 2005. It was a 19-second clip of one of the guys at the San Diego Zoo. But it really blew up the following December when the Saturday Night Live skit Lazy Sunday went viral. Mm. And there you have it. By bringing us YouTube, Janet Jackson's nipple made the world a better place.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful? And what's great is YouTube is so amazing and Lazy Sunday still not that funny.
No, it's not. Macaulay Culkin, you know that name, Home Alone. He did an interview with Esquire, and naturally the topic of Michael Jackson came up. Macaulay's always defended him. Michael, that is. Even though when they were hanging out back in the 90s, Michael was in his 30s, and he was between 9 and 14. But Macaulay is sticking to his story. He said, quote, "It's the truth. Michael never did anything to me. I never saw him do anything. And especially at this flashpoint in time, I'd have no reason to hold anything back. The guy has passed on. right now is a good time to speak up. And if I had something to speak up about, I would totally do it. But no, I never saw anything. He never did anything. Macaulay is the godfather to Michael's daughter, Paris, who's 21 now, and he's been sharing his own illicit behavior with her, stealing spoons.
What?
Macaulay Culkin, spoon stealer. Here's the quote. It's a harmless thing. It's not like you're ruining something, like stealing a chess piece where the board would be incomplete. Okay, he's not.
Okay.
He and Paris give each other spoons they've lifted from restaurants, cafes, and airplanes. They have matching spoon tattoos on their forearms, and it was part of his overall advice to her growing up, which was, don't forget to be silly, don't forget to take something away from this whole experience, and don't forget to stick something up your sleeve. All right. Okay.
I'm glad he said sleeve.
I don't want anybody stealing spoons.
No. Finally, fork are better, more useful.
Macaulay talked about how he's cool not being a Hollywood actor these days, but he did admit to auditioning for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's unclear what part of it was for, but Macaulay said, quote, it was a disaster. I wouldn't have hired me.
Oh, I know what he auditioned for. I read it. He auditioned for the little girl on the Western set.
The cutoffs.
Yeah. The one where DiCaprio talks to her in the chair.
The girl with a lot of wisdom. Yeah.
She's terrific in that
movie. She is. And people don't know now, Macaulay Culkin, the same age as Mike O'Mara.
That's funny. According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, being hangry leads to an average of 4 arguments per week. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
And here are the top 5 reasons we get hangry. Number one, of course, waiting too long to eat.
Yes.
Number two, we didn't eat enough at a meal. Number three, we didn't like what we ate.
Oh.
Number four, we're on a diet.
Ooh.
And number five, we sacrificed something that tastes good for a healthier but much less delicious alternative. Been there for all those
see
answers
at
right
Sweet
there.
Green.
Sweet green, yummy, love in my tummy. And I got another survey, okay? Have you ever dreamed, Oscar Santana, that you were late for work?
Oh my God, all the time.
You're living
all
the dream.
According to a new study, it's one of the most common nightmares we have. Here are the top 10. I'll go 10 to 1 with this list. A loved one dying, 36% of people said that. Sex-related stuff, 40%. Waking up late for work, 43%. These are all dreams. Missing an important event, 44%. Being attacked, 50%. Feeling trapped, 52%. Feeling lost, 54%. Dying, 55%. Being chased, 63%. And dreams where you're falling, 65% have experienced that one.
Now, those are all nightmares, except I've never had a sex nightmare. Have you ever had a sex nightmare? A bad sex dream?
I've never had a sex nightmare.
Yeah, I was suffocating.
People who work in broadcasting and entertainment are more likely to dream about missing a deadline and about being naked at work. I have had dreams, show-related dreams, where I screw up big time.
Oh, really?
Where I'm in a broadcast environment and... my broadcast dreams are all over the place.
You ever have ones? The one I used to have a lot of test dreams, exam dreams, but that was replaced when I got into radio with I can't make the cart machines work. The cart machines wouldn't requeue. And it's the worst because we had 6 tape players at WJFK. Yeah. I can still see them in my head. And if the tape didn't requeue, you couldn't pull it out and put another one in, and you just have dead air waiting for them to requeue, and it was the worst.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dead air. Scary. A lot of pressure in our
business.
Yeah. Well, back
live
then,
microphones.
Back
and all
then,
that.
There was no, you didn't have a backup. It was you.
That was it.
Yeah. If you press the wrong button, it's like, we go to Jack down at the Mercedes dealership. Jack. Oh, Jack. And he's hearing it getting angrier and angrier.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's there. Been here the whole time.
Oh, thanks for the help.
Now I'm going to treat you badly. And now a little something something. There's a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Flaherty. I love that name.
Hello.
Hey, it's Matthew Flaherty.
He was on a flight last year from London to Iceland, and he was drinking. Shocker with that name. He was drinking straight gin out of the bottle.
Hey, your buddy.
Uh-oh. Got extremely drunk. He started hitting on a female passenger, and when she ignored him, he started cursing her out and screaming he was going to kill her family.
Oh, no,
can't do that,
that's
sir.
Not okay.
Then he shouted more death threats to the flight crew. Then he took his cell phone apart and he started eating the pieces. He also left the battery on his seat and it started smoking.
Yeah.
A flight attendant, boy, this must have been a flight. Yeah. A flight attendant dunked it in water to get it to stop. The pilots decided to divert the flight to an airport in Scotland where Matthew was escorted off the plane and arrested. All I know is the next morning might give new meaning to the term butt dialing. Am I right, Mike?
Well, he knew he was in trouble, Mike. It's been years since they've allowed smoking on planes.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Eating a cell phone.
Yeah.
Gross. Death threats, eating a cell phone, and then the battery starts smoking. Mm. Okay, sir. We're going to Scotland, and we're going to let you off the plane.
An apple
All right,
a day.
We'll take a break. Yes. We'll be back with the audio of Vault. It's a thing Rob does.
Yes.
It's very new. You're going to like it. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Gary Busey. I love Valentine's Day. It's a great holiday. You know, I love love, too. But Valentine's Day is the day we support love. Love is the starship of the galaxy. And we're all passengers on the love train. Really, I want to remind you that I get my Valentine's Day supplies at the TMOS Shopping Center for Valentine's Day. That's Macy's, Target, and Walmart. And how about a Valentine's Day Buseyism? All right? Cupid, pull your arrow back and make sure the stars are lined up near Pluto, love planet, according to Busey. Remember, Macy's, Target, and Walmart, TMOS Shopping Center, and write down my Buseyisms, like this good one that my grandfather taught me. Love is a giant apple, and all you have to do is tickle the stem.
Happy Valentine's
Thanks.
Day.
Tickle the stem.
Let's tickle the stem. That's all you need to do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. And keep buying those bonus packages.
Please
people.
Do.
Please.
It helps the show. We appreciate it. Hey, gang. Everyone love beans. They are the musical fruit.
Yeah.
But why is it hard to lay your hands on the best beans in town? I know what's coming. I haven't read it yet. Well, never you fear. Say hello to the Matt Bloom Legume Room. The Matt Bloom Legume Room, or is it Legume?
I think for the legume. Sake of the spot, let's go with Legume.
The Matt Bloom Legume Room has all that you crave. Alfalfa, clover, lentils, lupins, carob, mesquite, soybeans, and tamarind. If you want it, Pony has it. If it's been a while since you've had a good pea, look no further than the Matt Bloom Legume Room. It's the bean source of the stars. Judy Bloom, Khartoum, Dr. Doom, Heidi Klum, Winston Groom, they all love the Matt Bloom Legume Room. Out on your costume and vroom, you're at the Matt Bloom Legume Room. Pro tip, even if you love them, don't Google the phrase chickpeas. You'll thank me.
Don't Google it, Oscar.
So, rock your pony boy peanuts, then treat yourself to a subscription to our TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the
Asport.
Get it at MikeOmerishow.com. All I want to do is zooma, zooma, zoom, zoom, and boom, boom. Just shake your rump in Matt Bloom's Legume Room. Buy the bonus show.
That's actually a hit.
Yeah, it is.
MikeOmerishow.com. Let's open up the audio vault for
Is that
today.
Informer?
This is,
Snow?
No, it is.
Wednesday.
I forget who it is. I don't think it's that. I did have to Google
MC
it.
MC Hammer.
Might be MC Hammer. Yeah, yeah. I'll find out for you.
Right. Very good.
Mike,
very
did you ever, for any of your kids, I never had to do this because mine were pretty good sleepers, take them on a car ride to get them to calm down and fall asleep?
I did not. My sister did it routinely with my nephew, Michael.
It's very common. Kids love the repetitive warmth sound of a car, just that it lulls them to sleep. Well, scientists in the United Kingdom have made a CD of what they call music. I think it's more sounds that simulates the same brain waves as riding in a car.
Oh, wow.
So everyone who's driving right now, listen to this nice and loud and try not to fall asleep. But I can see this being
black ice.
It was soothing up until the end.
Didn't see that black ice.
Did anyone fall for the NASA tweet or the so-called tweet about from NASA about standing up brooms?
Didn't even know it existed.
I found out about it a day late.
Yeah, I saw this happening online in real time. And I said, people, We're better than this.
What it was essentially is someone sent out a tweet that said they heard from NASA that Monday of this week was the one day that the polar vortexes of the Earth lined up that you could stand a broom up on its bristles and it would stay.
The broom challenge.
The broom challenge. And people were putting pictures of it on Facebook and the gram and all of that. What they didn't really mention is that you can stand a broom up any day because of its low center of gravity and the fact that the bristles really much sort of serve as a tripod. They
Oh, there we go.
There you go. There you are.
That's a McDonald's straw.
That's a pole of some sort.
Oh, a pretty straw. They really do a nice job with their plastic straws.
Well, you know what about their
plastic straws?
I didn't know Diet Cokes were on keto.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
And the plastic is too. He can eat the straw.
No carbs. Hold on a second.
Quick bump. Quick bump to finish out the show.
Is that a big straw for that? I don't know. You tell me.
Oh,
much.
That would hurt you. That would hurt
you. I don't know.
But I thought this must be some really great scam to have fooled so many people. They tracked down the original tweet. This is what fooled America into believing in science for a day.
All right, y'all. So NASA said today is the day, the only day that your broom can stand up on its own. And watch this. Oh, my God. Y'all, no strings, nothing. What?
What? That's what fooled America. What a clever ruse.
You know, when you have a McDonald's beverage and the sound of the straw rubbing on the plastic, always been one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen, shall we?
I think you have to turn off your gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. It didn't work. Okay. I'm really sorry that I took 10 seconds of the show.
Thank you for crowbarring that in.
Remember when, Mike, you called me last night and you said, Rob.
Yes, Rob.
And I said, yes, Mike, what can I do for you? He said, what would it sound like if someone would drop a chunk of ice down a 1,500-foot drilled bored hole into ice in Antarctica? What would that sound like?
Wait, say it again. What
if
is
they
it?
Bored a 1,500-foot hole into ice, solid ice.
Okay, cool.
1,500 feet deep, like a well, but it's through ice, and you've dropped a chunk of ice down it, what would it sound like? He said, go find me that sound.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Sounds like this. Isn't that terrific?
Can I hear that again?
Yeah.
You only have to wait till the very end, but it's very cool.
It is because of the reverb down there and the echo. It sounds like Star Wars
lasers.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. I loved it. I just thought it was
very
great.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Like that. And Mike, been a while since I brought you a good baby laugh. And this one I really like because what's making the baby laugh is the mom doing a fake sneeze, but not a funny one, not an over-the-top one, just a fake sneeze. The kid loves it. And that, folks, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, that is awesome. Hold on. Carla's calling me later.
Oh, good.
Oh, Carla's back. Carla's back.
Let me.
Guess who's back? Carla's back. Yeah.
Let's turn this down.
Beltron.
Timing is everything. Yes, sir. And she just hung up.
Okay. All right, let me see. She's probably listening in real time.
Turn this down. All right. How come that's not turning down?
Music. Music.
There we are.
All right.
Spy report.
Hello.
Spy report.
You called me earlier?
No.
You called me while I was working out.
I called you when you were working out. The show's over. We're just in the closing credits right now.
Okay, but why did you call me earlier?
Because I wanted you to take pictures of Rob's desk that he sent us.
The dusty desk.
The dusty desk, as Oscar said. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Great. Looking forward to the day.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike.
True love.
The song referenced in the pony spot was Rump Shaker by Rex and Effect.
Oh, thank you. I should know that.
Thank you. You should know. That's your era.
How dare I?
Boom, turning this up again.
Thank you.
Thank you. For Oscar Santana, I'm Rob Sewell. I'll call her right back.
That'll be fun.
Working. There, now it's working. That's exciting. Okay, I gotta get the f*** out of here now, okay? Thank you very much. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
Come on, Yolanda, what's fine to be like? What?
Cool.
Correct the mundo. And that's what we're gonna be. We're gonna be cool.
I'm a phony! Just like you!